This is the Podvig, a weekly podcast containing reflections and encouragement from Holy Scripture, the saints, their lives, and the hymnody of the Holy Orthodox Church for your Podvig, that is, for your spiritual struggle in the war against the passions. And I am Joel Dunn. Let's get to it. Humility is the preeminent Christian virtue. It is a disposition of the heart and mind, recognizing one's true self and one's complete dependence on God. St. Isaac of Syria says, "The sum of all virtues is humility. By it, the soul is made like God." In this episode, we'll briefly explore humility from an Orthodox perspective and discuss how to begin its cultivation. So what is humility? St. Isaac the Syrian tells us that humility is the raiment of the Godhead. Humility reflects an inner meekness, selflessness, and self-accusation. It is not self-deprecation or self-abasement, but rather an honest recognition of one's true nature, which finds at its core the image of God, but which also is marred by sin. St. Simeon the New Theologian says, "The humble man is he who is neither arrogant in prosperity nor desperate in adversity." St. Macarius of Egypt says, "The true mark of humility is self-control, obedience, and the readiness to accept humiliations." And according to St. John Climacus, humility is the only virtue that no devil can imitate. If pride made demons out of angels, there is no doubt that humility could make angels out of demons. Why is humility important? Ultimately, humility is not an end in itself, but a means to attract God's grace, to grow in union with Him, and to participate in His divine life. Saint Ephraim the Syrian says, "If you see a man humbling himself, be sure that the grace of God is with him." Saint John Climacus says, "Humility is the only thing we need. One can still fall having virtues other than humility, but with humility, one does not fall." Saint Simeon the New Theologian says, "He who is clothed in humility, although he may be in sins, is able to change and rise from earth to heaven." According to Saint John Climacus, humility is the chariot by which we ascend to God. But how can we cultivate humility? Humility is rarely acquired quickly, except in martyric acts. But for most of us, the cultivation of humility is a lifelong process. Here are a few things we can do to help cultivate humility in our lives. Fear God. "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom," Proverbs 9:10. Humility begins and ends with the fear of God. St. Gregory Palamas says, "To fear God means to honor Him and to keep His commandments out of love and reverence." St. Nectarios of Aegina says, "Seek God daily, but seek Him in your heart, not outside it. And when you find Him, stand with fear and trembling, like the cherubim and the seraphim, for your heart has become a throne of God. But in order to find God, become humble as dust before the Lord. For the Lord abhors the proud, whereas He visits those that are humble in heart." Study the lives of the saints. The saints are indispensable examples of a Christian life. Each uniquely shows us a humility acceptable to God. Knowing their lives provides us the opportunity to imitate their humility in our own. St. John Chrysostom says, "The saints are the true interpreters of Holy Scripture." And St. Nectarios says, "The saints are the shining stars that guide us on our journey to heaven." Self-accusation. True humility involves self-awareness. It requires the acknowledgement of our weaknesses, sins, and limitations, without falling into despair or despondency. Abba John, a desert father, observed, "We have put the light burden on one side, that is to say, self-accusation, and we have loaded ourselves with a heavy one, that is to say, self-justification. Avoid judging others. Pride is the antithesis of humility. It is abhorrent to God and is exceedingly difficult to root out of one's heart. Saint Paisios of Mount Athos said, "When you want to acquire humility, do not worry about what others are doing or saying, but examine yourself." Obedience. Practice obedience to God's commandments and seek guidance from wise spiritual elders or confessors who can offer edifying guidance and correction. St. John Climacus said, "Obedience is the burial of the will and the resurrection of humility." Prayer and fasting. Keep a prayer rule, however meager, and fast as spiritual disciplines, knowing that these practices are not real deprivations in the true sense. They are spiritual sustenance. St. Paisios says, "Prayer is the oxygen of the soul. Without it, the soul cannot breathe." And St. Ignatius said, "Prayer and fasting are the cornerstones of the spiritual life. They nourish the soul and bring it closer to God." The Jesus Prayer. The Jesus Prayer, according to Elder Ephraim of Arizona, is a weapon against the devil, a light in the darkness, a joy in sorrow, a harbor in a storm, a medicine for the soul, a ladder to heaven. It is the most powerful prayer that a Christian can pray. It is the prayer that the saints prayed. It is the prayer that will save your soul. Remembrance of death. Reflecting on your imminent repose helps humble yourself before God and prioritize spiritual health. This is not a morbid exercise, it is a natural extension of the hope and faith we have in Christ. Saint Silouan the Athenite said, "He who remembers death will have a humble soul and will be saved from many sins." Gratitude. Cultivate a disposition of gratitude towards God and all mankind. Remember that nothing comes to us that has not first been filtered through His hands. Saint Theophan the Recluse said, "Gratitude is the foundation of spiritual well-being." And St. John of Kronstadt said, "A thankful heart is a magnet for God's grace and blessings." Accept suffering and humiliations, patiently knowing that the lover of mankind has allowed them to touch you. Elder Thaddeus of Vitovnica says, "We must suffer much in our hearts until we learn humility. Until you have suffered much in your heart, you cannot learn humility. Often, many misfortunes befall us, all because we have not humbled ourselves yet. When the soul is humble and bows before the will of God, our suffering and misfortunes will cease. For then, misfortunes and suffering somehow become dear to us. We will come to have a completely different understanding of life. We do not reason anymore according to the laws of this world. We see everything in a different light. Everything we look upon seems somehow brighter, full of love. He created all things for Himself, that we might be partakers of His divine love and divinity, peace and joy." So let me leave you with these words from St. John of Kronstadt in his book, My Life in Christ. "If you fall, rise and you shall be saved. You are a sinner. You continually fall. Learn also how to rise. Be careful to acquire this wisdom. This is what the wisdom consists in: learning by heart the psalm, 'Have mercy upon me, O God, after thy great goodness,' inspired by the Holy Spirit to the king and prophet David, and say it with sincere faith and trust, with a contrite and humble heart. After your sincere repentance, expressed in the words of King David, the forgiveness of your sins shall immediately shine upon you from the Lord, and your spiritual powers will be at peace." Thanks for listening. You know the drill. Rate, subscribe, share. And for more content, visit thepodvic.com and sign up now. You can receive articles as well as full transcripts from every podcast episode.